Radio 212. Contact.
DPS. Go. Inco.
Go.
PUS.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Booster.
Go.
Copy that. We have a go from you guys.
This is Talking Sound.
What you want, but you don't want it. Killer, killer, get your gang murk. Soul survivor if you bang first. Funny cause I do you way worse. Good book, this the same verse. You get excited when that thing burst. I don't notice when your babe flirt. They just wanna see me slay her. Now you listen what I say, word. Blood all around me, that's where they found me. I was just drowning, talking about me. Why did you doubt me? I'm Robert Downey, thought that you downed me. You finna crown me.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to the Talking Sound Podcast. I am Chris Jordan, your host, coming to you from Austin, Texas. You're listening to the track Crazy 88 off the album soon to be released, Kill Sill, by the artist Sill Silvano Thomas, off of the College of Hip Hop Knowledge label right here in Austin. Welcome to the show, Sil. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks. It's good to be talking to you.
Absolutely. And, you know, we had a second stab at this interview, folks, just to be honest with you. On occasion, there are technical difficulties in life. We ran across them. And since then, I've had quite the opportunity to sit back and listen to the tracks that I was given in much more breadth than I did before our previous interview. This song in particular, Crazy 88, off the album Kill Sill, that is to be released June 28th. Tell us a little bit about it, Sill. Tell us a little bit about its creation, what it's about, and what the whole concept of the album Kill Sill is about.
Crazy 88 is actually the last, it's not one of the last, possibly the last song. It was either that or Kaleidoscope.
Okay.
Last song that I wrote, actually. And, yeah, I wasn't sure if I wanted it to be the last song on the project or the first. It ended up being, well, you'll see it ends up being, the first track. You have it, so you know, and, everyone will have it soon. But I just wanted it to kind of be this idea of being overwhelmed with danger, with being attacked from all sides. How would I react with my lyrics if there was literally every single line someone trying to take my head off? You know what I mean? And so what I did was I ended up writing just to the entire beat, basically stream of conscious, and I wrote 88 bars. And once I got to the end of that, I picked that second little stanza, and I kind of used that as kind of like a pseudo hook and just brought that back. And that's just, it was just like super pure creation, basically.
Yeah, truly being there in the moment, which is one of the things that I really love about the art of hip hop, is the fact that there is always that element of improv. Despite any lyrics written on the page, anything like that, there is always an element of improv with what's going on. How is it? Give our audience a little bit of your backstory. You now live in New Orleans, correct?
Yeah, I'm living in Louisiana for sure.
Nice.
At least for the time being.
That's all right.
It's kind of nice to kind of, yeah, it's nice to kind of have gotten away after writing this project and like letting it kind of be released and just kind of enjoying living life a little bit while everything's kind of set up already, which is nice.
Yeah. Well, and there's actually a great hip hop scene out there in New Orleans. Have you been able to get out there and get to be part of that, everything else?
Not yet, actually, but that's definitely something that I intend, if not many other places, very soon. all at once. There's actually a lot of really great things going on, not just for me, but just College of Hip Hop knowledge in general, to be honest. And I think that there's a lot more awesome news to be coming soon.
Yeah, they are.
I can't say yet.
They have definitely, in the last couple few years, stepped up game, really stepped up as far as helping out artists, getting artists on. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk with you as well, was and that I want to get into, is you created this. I mean, you signed with College of Hip Hop Knowledge a while back, but give us a little bit of your backstory, a little bit of how you came into hip hop. How was it that you first started writing music, Syl?
First started writing music in school, middle school and things of that nature. I wrote for a while. There was a moment there where I kind of didn't take it too seriously, because I felt like there's a lot of people doing it and I kind of didn't want to be lumped in with everyone. But I found it became a passion for me and it became an outlet. And so I started taking it more serious as the years went by. And yeah, I'd say around maybe high school, I started kind of recording myself more, and in college-ish, I took it a little bit more seriously. And you know, it's something fun, it's something that I love to do, but at the same time, it's like a life force for me too. So it's everything.
I couldn't express that better. As a musician myself, Music is a life force. It's something from beyond. It is something beyond our own scope. Once you begin to take part in that, and especially things like hip hop, where you are collaborating all the time with other people, be it right. with a producer making your beats, like the guys at College of Hip Hop Knowledge, whatever. There's always an element of collaboration going on. Very few hip hop artists perform in a vacuum, as opposed to your typical singer songwriter, things like that, where maybe right. some things will be produced in a studio, but aside from that, it's mostly performed in a vacuum. Most of it is done without the input of a lot of people. Until it comes time for the studio.
And hip-hop is very much like that culturally. You know, there's a lot of history of sampling music in hip-hop. And yeah. so I think that, you know, that kind of lends to it being this kind of amalgamation of different, you know, cultures and sounds and ideas. And so just that essence in the music itself, or even in the culture, because, of course, hip-hop isn't just music, it's also elements.
Yeah.
But, you know, just kind of that energy in the culture, you know, also permeating to the music side of it, you know, just taking different, you know, energies from different people and different ideas and different suggestions and work and expertise and creating something that's awesome. That's larger than life. You know, the album wouldn't be possible without, you know, collaborating with, you know, producers and engineers, and without College of Hip Hop Knowledge, it wouldn't exist either. So I'm very grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell us a little bit, speaking of the album, let's get back to that. Tell us a little bit about the theme of the album, how you came up with it, what the album is all about.
So, I mean, I guess as a hip hop artist, you know, rhyme is everything, you know, in a lot of ways, and kind of having creative license and bending that ability to rhyme sometimes, or whatever the case may be, all sorts of poetic license. But I think, you know, Kill Syl just kind of came to me as a no-brainer at the time. I'd never really thought of it before, but I'd say like maybe a year ago, it kind of just like came to me like, oh, like Kill Bill, Kill Syl. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like, I didn't want it to just sound cool. So I think, you know, mortality is a big enough concept to create a thematic album around. And it's it's something that's kind of been coming up, you know, as I get older and as things change, you know, it's a reality that I don't feel like I should be afraid to face or contemplate or look into. And so I think it was kind of healthy, you know, going into this album with that as a concept, you know, death, basically, you know, Kill Still, this idea of death, but not only death in itself, but also kind of this idea of life within that, you know, just, it's just as much about life as it is about death, I say, you know, and the ego death song, I think kind of the concept of ego death period, I think kind of permeates the entire project, this idea of not just physical death, but, you know, kind of coming to terms with it in the sense of transformation and looking at it as a sense of, well, you can end a self of the past and start anew, you know, be rebirthed into a new self, you know? So it's kind of also this idea of anything that I was before, getting rid of that and allowing myself to be open for the rest of my career, the rest of my life, the rest of whatever still is to become.
You know, one of my favorite things about this album is the lyric style of it to begin with, but also the fact that with the message that you're talking about, which is so deep and metamorphic and changing, you know, I define myself at 44 totally differently than I did at 24. Like, I am 180 degrees almost of what I was at 24. And for you to be talking about this, for you to be talking about even now at your point in life, to be like, hey, man, there are parts of me that I need to just, like, leave behind. I need to move on, you know? That's such an absolute narrative of life, I think, that people lose track of to begin with still, much less that anybody really considers anymore.
Yeah, I think I want people to know that it's okay to not only not be things that other people want you to be, but it's okay to not be what you think you're supposed to be either.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No,
it's okay.
You can change your mind, man. Like, good Lord, my first year of college, I don't know if I've ever even mentioned it on this podcast. I've mentioned it on my Dudes and Beer podcast numerous times, but my first year of college was spent in the seminary to be a Catholic priest.
Wow.
You know, like, you want to talk about a different version of life, folks. I am a live AV engineer. Like, that's what I do. Thought about being a Catholic priest at one point. Those are the turns that life makes, you know?
Yeah.
And the one thing that I love more than anything about the lyric style of this album, especially with that message still, this beautiful message of change and be your own person and find yourself, define yourself as you, is the fact that there are no curse words. I've yet to hear one. And I've listened pretty closely.
Wow.
You know,
I appreciate it.
And what I love about that, folks, and you can curse, I don't care. I love some F-bombs properly put into some rhyme. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But what I love about that, especially with an album with this kind of message, is that you can give it to anybody. Be they a religious person, doesn't matter. There's some hard topics in here that you still need to talk about in society and that we need to talk about as people. But anybody can listen to it. You could give it to an 8-year-old and they can get this message. And that's what I love, is that you've taken the care to go, hey, man, I don't need that. Like, I don't need that to get my point across. I don't need that to get my message into somebody's ear.
Or even to still, you know, create a strong message or make something that sounds like hard or something.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I mean, I can make a vicious sounding song without saying a cuss word, you know?
I think
that's a testament to MCing, you know.
It is absolutely a testament to the lyric art. And with that in mind, let's get into Dangerous real quick. Where does that song lie in the album before we get into it?
Dangerous comes in right after Crazy 88. You know, it was originally going to be a first song. It's one of the first songs I wrote. And it was originally going to be the first song, but I felt like it kind of came in like a little bit too jarring almost. And so I felt like Crazy 88 was a good, like, it was a good starter before that. Cause I feel like Dangerous kind of just comes at you, and which is great for what it is. And I love it. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, with that in mind, everybody, here is the track Dangerous off the soon to be released album Kill Sill, by Silvano Sill Thomas off the College of Hip Hop Knowledge label right here in Austin, Texas. Let's check out the track Dangerous.
Let's get to the danger. Hate it or love it, I ain't been a stranger. Now I can't take it back, I'm finna do snappers and I'm in the vapor. If they want to act, I ain't riding with that, I'ma draw the eraser. When I'm hitting the back, but I get to the jack, I'm a blanket, I'm bringing a pack, I'm an animal. You're finna relax, I've been chilling, they killing me, really, it's getting so vicious, I'm building no ceiling. Out of my business, they give me a trilly, I've been ambitious, I'm twisting it after releasing and hitting my mission. Shooting my shot with no missing, no slipping, as soon as I get in it, kicking it isn't the feeling you feeling, it's dangerous. Get executed if you wanna hang with us. Yeah, this could turn a halo into angel dust. Dangerous, it's dangerous. Okay, I think it's safe to say it's dangerous. I'm a killer, an addict, a liar, criminal, dealing you drugs that I shouldn't be giving you. Hit a few blunts on the way to the end, if you picking you up and I'm crashing. When I get to acting, it happens, I gotta be spasming, it's all that I have. Go in your pocket for that, it's a lick if your water's fat. I'm all in my bag and yours too, this what you weren't able to be. If you cannot have it, then nobody can, it's the reason that you wanna take it from me. They fading on me if I don't die where I'm standing. If I can withstand it, they're hating to see it, they're making me bleed. I'm paying the price, taking my life and endangering me, I live dangerously. So what you saying to me? I gotta be fixing up what you've been sipping, I'm whipping. Oh, this isn't what you've been getting, it kicking, it isn't the feeling you feeling, it's dangerous. Wrapped up in all that police tape, ain't nothing but raw facts. Do we say I burn one, better fall back and cremate. Got that power class to cut fire.
Now, Sill, tell us a little bit about the story of the track Dangerous and a little bit about its creation and production.
The idea with Dangerous is kind of like to challenge myself as an MC to create kind of this more. Basically, I wanted to display my ability to rap in a way that I have not yet. I did my best to kind of like push my own envelope. And that's one of the things that I like to do with music as well, is I like to, I mean, I have my little pockets, my little zones that I know that I fit in really well, but I also do my best on every project, you know, here and there in different songs, even maybe song by song in different spaces, to kind of just do my best to do something I've never done before, or do something like wilder than I've ever done it before, or more technical than I've ever done it before, or more beautiful sounding than I've ever done it before, depending on what it is. And with Dangerous, I just wanted to challenge myself to rap, like, you know, in a way that was more technically proficient and maybe even a little faster in some ways, at some points, more tongue twistery at some points than I have. And I kind of think that's the essence of the track itself. Is like, it was kind of dangerous for me to do that. It was like, basically by the end of the song, I would have had to fulfill what I'm saying in the hook. It's like, this is a I'm dangerous. I'm a dangerous artist. You know, you don't want to mess with me. You know, it's this whole black and yellow Kill Bill, you know, Sting, you know, kind of thing, you know, this dangerous kind of thing, which is also the essence of life. And kind of like telling that tale of, like, it isn't the feeling you're feeling, it's dangerous. So what I'm saying is that death, like, life is dangerous because if it's taken away, you don't feel anything. That's what I keep saying, you know, it isn't the feeling you're feeling, it's dangerous. So it's like, that's kind of this essence of, like, the very nature of life is danger, because you can't die unless you're alive. So you have to be alive first. And so that's kind of like this ironic, it's kind of like this ironic thing to me. And it's like, well, we're here, you know, not to live in fear or anything, but it's like, it's almost like the type of thing that helps motivate you or to rise above or, you know, to not, you know, live in fear, because that's the, you know, life is kind of this beast, you know, life is kind of this very strong force, you know, even nature, you know, tidal waves and gale winds, you know, it's out here and it's strong and it's larger than life. It's larger than us at times. And so it's kind of like this, just testament to that.
Well, and it's a fact of life is risk. One of my favorite movies that I quote all the time when it comes for that is Frank Drebin from Police Squad, from Naked Gun. You know, like you take a chance every morning when you stick your face in the fan. If you want a reward, you got to take a risk. Like if you want to get across the street, you got to step foot in the street at some point. You know, like you can sit in your house all day and wonder why you get nothing accomplished, or you can leave the front door, and as soon as you do, you're taking a risk. A risk every time that you step up on stage, every time that you perform that track live. You take a risk of slipping over a lyric.
I'll say this: there's been a couple of times I've performed both Crazy 88 and Dangerous, and I have like not gone into the written lyrics, and I've had a freestyle, and it's worked out, and I've done some impressive things here and there. It wasn't planned, but that's dangerous too, you know what I mean? But there's a reward in that as well, you know, and trusting in yourself, you know.
Well, and that I think is one of the biggest messages that any musician can pass on to other musicians. Is trusting yourself.
For sure.
Learn to trust yourself. Learn to be okay with what you're doing. You know, myself,
I'd be certain as you can.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a good hour of music that I'm getting ready to put out probably, as two EPs. I don't care if anybody buys it. I will continue making my music. It will continue happening. It doesn't matter if anybody buys it. That's the life of an artist, you know. You are compelled to do what you do. You're compelled to do it. You're compelled to convey this message to other people about living through passion, doing what you do.
And that's kind of that's one of the themes of this as well, at least in my heart, is kind of like this, you know, Kill Sill thing. It's like, well, you know what, let's really just put this out there and let's not care so much. You know, and of course, you know, I want it to do well, and I'm sure
most definitely
Hip Hop Knowledge does too. But you know, I can't, it's so funny, you know, it's so funny the word release, you know, and I think of it being that's about to be released, and you know what else is going to come with that, and then with these themes, death and ego death, you know, what does that all mean, or what can it mean, or what will it mean? And so I've just been kind of, I think I've been thinking about it a lot more recently, as it gets closer to the impending release date, and it's just, you know, there's an excitement, you know, it's about to not be mine anymore. You know, it's about to be the world's, and it's going to be ignored or loved or scrutinized, whatever, you know what I mean? And it's for them now. And it's like letting that baby go, you know, out of the nest into the world, you know, because it's a brain baby too.
Exactly. At that point, you're saying that this no longer belongs to me. This is just something that I progenerated. This is just a pebble that I threw into the pond that is the universe, hoping to see a ripple come back, whatever that ripple may be. Hoping that somebody hears the echo of the message that I'm putting out there, which is a great message. Like I've said, the whole message behind Kill Sill, the whole concept of this, death, rebirth, finding yourself as you should be is a great and beautiful message for you to be putting out to people still.
Yeah, it's kind of like this darkness to it and this light to it. But, you know, I kind of like to make projects in that where it like kind of draws you in this familiar territory, you know, that we all have treaded. And then it kind of takes you into this other space that, you know, almost like a hero's journey, you know.
Well, and that's what I love about it. And we'll get into our final track to talk about on it, Wasted, here in just a couple minutes. But discussing that hero's journey, the one thing that I love about this album in and of itself is that it actually has a message. It's not like a lot of albums that are released where there are individual songs and maybe a few of them may have a message in and of itself. But this song not only has a message per song, but it has that overarching message throughout the piece. And what has it been like for you, to craft that message and to actively try to bring that to life? What was it like for you, the whole process of creating the album, and getting marketing done, getting everything, like you said, it's like a child. Whenever you get an right. album ready, there's artwork to be done. There's, you know,
right.
Things like this where it's like, where are we going to go to promote this? You know, what are we going to, where are we going to try to get press from? All that kind of stuff. So, what was that process like for you as an artist?
You know, so much of it has been surprisingly natural, even though I haven't created anything quite like the way I've created this project. But I'm very much, I have some sense of business in some way, you know. Although I do my best to kind of, now that I'm working with Concert Hip Hop Knowledge, I do my best to focus, you know, more on artistic. And now that the album's done, I can kind of use that creative energy to be an idea man in the marketing planes, in the, okay, well, what do we want to do for a video, or how do we want the art to look, or who do we want to talk to about this? You know, what channels do we want to try to get some streams coming in? And so I've been able to, because I haven't been writing as much as far as rap lyrics, but I have been taking care of the music, and I have been working with College of Hip Hop Knowledge and figuring out, okay, how are we going to do physicals? How are we going to, what other kind of merch can we do and promotion in that way? But it's been surprisingly natural. I think, you know, just, I think having the solid theme and having the solid idea and being confident about it and moving forward with it, you know, just helped more than anything. And just, you know, keeping in mind, okay, what is this about? Not even in the sense of thematically and in a serious way, what is this about, but also in a fun way. I was like, okay, well, how can we stretch this? How can we make this into something cool, or how can we make this look relatable in some way? And so having these familiar themes of the Kill Bill theme, and having this familiar, or having the cool image of the snake eating itself, which is also kind of a remnant of this Kill Bill mentality, this almost suicidal mentality or eating oneself mentality, and just making something different with it, you know, like samurai swords and Japanese culture and, you know, harikari, and, you know, just kind of putting it all together and taking care of it, and not necessarily limiting it, allowing the theme to help guide the process of how things are supposed to look and where we want to take it.
Fantastic. And what has it been like for you to work with the College of Hip Hop Knowledge? They are a great label here in town. I know that they do fantastic promotion and everything, but what has your experience been like as far as coming aboard as an artist?
It's been awesome. I've been working with them for years before they were even officially a label or a business. I worked with them on my first show in Austin. I think that was about 3 years ago. And I've just been working with them in some capacity ever since, you know, doing shows with them and eventually, you know, getting paid and also eventually signing with them. And, you know, they help make the artist's dreams come true. You know, I can say that firsthand. You know, I had a lot of ideas for this Kill Sill project, and I think it would have taken a little bit more time on my own. So they definitely helped my ideas come true in pretty much exactly the way that I wanted everything to be. And I've learned a lot. You know, I've learned a lot about business. I've learned a lot about artistry, more so in general. I've even started engineering at the studio myself a little bit, as far as, you know, engineering other artists, you know, in that way. And so it's truly, you know, the namesake of College of Hip Hop Knowledge is learning experience. And I think that's the essence of hip hop. I think that's the essence of life. You know, we're here to learn and grow and teach each other and exchange information and help make each other better. So I appreciate them for contributing to that.
Absolutely. And with that in mind, let's check out our final track, and not the final track off the album, I don't think. But at least our final track to listen to off of the album Kill Sill that will be released June 28th on the College of Hip Hop Knowledge label here in Austin, Texas. This is Wasted by Sill.
We about to take a couple shots, take them to the dump so we can not. And we about to take another shot, take them until all the bodies drop. Tell me that you wanna get lit, tell me that you wanna get wasted. Let me know all your vices, tell me that you want it like this. Tell me that you wanna get lit, tell me that you wanna get wasted. Let me know all your vices, tell me that you want it like this. And everybody overstressed, I'm feeling like it's copacetic. Shawty says she wanna pull up. Hey, you look so original, she could whip a miracle. Sipping out a styrofoam cup, I'm really faded, see the singularity. A gin and tonic therapy, there's so much smoke up in the room, I'm hitting all the air. Breathe, you staring into me, I think I lost myself. And every time you turn me on, it's something like I'm off myself. Tell me that you wanna get lit, tell me that you wanna get wasted. Let me know all your vices, tell me that you want it like this.
Tell us a little bit about this track, Wasted, Sill.
Yeah, so the album kind of gets deadlier and deadlier until it gets to a tipping point. But, you know, it's like the Crazy 88 thing, and then the Dangerous, and then it's To Die For, and then you get Wasted. So it's the first track where it's basically synonymous with the word dead. So it's like kind of like wasted, wasting time, wasting your gifts, becoming consumed with consumption, you know, alcohol in this case, other vices, other addictions, but kind of like just distracting yourself from the overall goal, and kind of like losing sight of who you are. It's kind of like going into that dark space in the album, where it's kind of like being aware of it. Like, I think in some of the other tracks, it's kind of more of like this fight, and maybe it gets to this kind of like this luring. There's also, you know, there's also aspects of love. There's also aspects of being alive as well. But, you know, this is the kind of part of the project where it's like this kind of like almost like a low point, but also at the same time, kind of like making like light of it, you know, using the absence of consciousness to spread a conscious message, kind of like that, the swimming pools thing, you know, it's like this, it's a catchy song, but it's, and it's kind of like, it's like tongue in cheek, you know, it's kind of speaking on this message of alcoholism, but at the same time, it's kind of making it like this catchy thing and almost celebratory, which is kind of what I was going for, but.
All right.
You know, I think that's also the essence of like what life, with the way life should be celebrated as well anyways. You know, I don't think we should necessarily mourn so much, although mourning is healthy. I think that we should celebrate, you know, life, you know, as it's lived. And so, you know, there's this aspect of that, you know, that's kind of like this whole wrapped up into this bow of wasted. It's kind of like this, you know, just, it's every meaning of the word, you know, it's like just deadness, dead inside, this wasting away, but just kind of like being okay with that. It's definitely this, part of the project where the resolution hasn't come yet, essentially.
And with that in mind, just the whole concept of, like you were saying, the making something like that every day, making it commonplace. That's exactly what hip hop is meant to do. It's meant to take something like that and describe it in a way that everybody can understand. The fact that you've put this in there and incorporated that is just even more testament to the all around whole of the message that you're trying to get across. I've absolutely loved the album since I was given it. I can't wait to see what comes of it on June 28th. I have other notes here about upcoming videos for the album, as well as other stuff. And July 4th, I believe, is one of the releases for that, correct?
Yes, there will be a video coming July 4th for sure. That should be... It's going to be a really awesome visual, to be honest. It's probably the most cinematic work that I have done. I guess there's only Bad For Me out there, but this is just leaps and bounds above that visual, to be honest. It's really cool. I'm not going to lie.
I can't wait to see it. That and the animated stuff, everything else for the album Kill Sill that is coming out. Very exciting stuff, Sill.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I'm proud in many ways, humbled as well, for sure. I feel like I can't even take credit for all of it because it comes from this other space sometimes, and it flows out so perfectly. It's like this is not just me, you know, it's not just my hands touching this year, and I'm just happy to be a part of it, seriously.
Absolutely. What advice would you give a young artist preparing to produce their first album, preparing to put their first work out?
Their first work? I would take care of it. I would definitely take care of it, make sure that there's some kind of plan, but I also would not take too much time just planning. I wouldn't take more than if you have it done and you've been sitting on it for a year, release it. But if you've been sitting on it and you haven't done anything with it, you know, maybe take another year to really get your visuals, get a visual as far as music videos. Get some artwork behind it, and get some kind of budget, even if it's just on your own, to have even just a little bit of Instagram promotion or something, finding the right Spotify promotions if you can, and put it out there for sure. But definitely have a plan, but at the same time, don't squander your time. Try to find that balance.
Great advice, man. Great advice. As we go out, listening once again to Crazy 88 off the album Kill Sill coming out June 28th, let everybody know where they can go to follow you on social media, where they can go to check these tracks out, where they can go to buy the album whenever it comes out, Sill.
Yeah, Crazy 88 is out now as a single as well on Spotify, so you can find Crazy 88 by Phil. It's out there. If you need more guidance, you can follow me on Instagram at Ill, I-L-L underscore Still, S-I-L-L, so that's I-L-L underscore S-I-L-L, Ill underscore Still. You can go to CHHK512.com. That's the College of Hip Hop Knowledge website. There's a lot of different merch there. Their YouTube channel is where my videos will be released. You can also go to illstill.com, and you might find some surprises there as well.
Nice. Well, once again, Sill, thank you so much, not only for coming on the episode, sharing yourself, sharing your art, sharing the story behind it and your wisdom, but thank you for the great music and the great vibe that you're putting out into the world, man. We need more of that out there.
Awesome. Nah, man, that's so appreciative, and that's the kind of thing that inspires me to just keep on swinging the bat, for sure.
That's it, man. You can't step up to the plate and not swing. That's the big lesson in life, folks. Sill, please do hold the line. While you were online checking out the great work of Sill and the upcoming album Kill Sill to be released June 28th of 2019, stop on by TalkingSoundShow.com. That is where you can find all of the episodes. That is where you can find the Freelance AV directory. If you're a freelance AV engineer like myself and want to know local companies that you can go to around the country to get gigs, moving to a new town, things like that, go check it out. TalkingSoundShow.com/AV directory is where you can go. There's also a great industry news list there. Make sure to go check out the HC Universal Network, everybody. Once again, thank you so much to our guest today, Silvano Sill Thomas from the record label College of Hip Hop Knowledge, with his soon-to-be-released album, Kill Sill, coming out June 28th. Until next time, everybody, we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.